And welcome to the playlist. You just heard Coma Soft with their song 10 Volt. You can find them comasoft.com. We have a very interesting show. With me is Andy from the blog section. We're going to be talking with JP and Matt from Built by Snow to talk about their latest endeavor, Oh Look Out. Before we get to that, we are going to take a listen to a Columbus, Ohio band called Alert New London, which, you know, figure, why, if they're from Columbus, Ohio, why would they throw London in the name? I don't know, but here's their first single, Silver Drive. You can find them facebook.com/alertnewlondon.
Feeling tied to the floor, you keep hopeful. It's got a hold. It's got a hold. It's got a hold. It's got a
Don't miss the madness.
is the playlist, and with me is Built by Snow, or as I guess I don't know if they're going now by Oh Look Out, but with me to figure this all out is JP and Matt. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Thanks for having us.
Real quick backstory. With me is Andy, and he picked you guys, Built by Snow, as Artist of the Week, and we got such a huge response. And how did you find out? Because you actually contacted us, and you wrote a little comment.
I was just occasionally, every couple weeks when I'm just bored on the computer, sometimes I'll just search Built by Snow, actually, and just see if anybody's talking about anything. And I searched it, and I guess it was right after you guys put up the Artist of the Week write-up. So I saw it, and I was like, well, you've got a comment section. I might as well let you know what's going on, because there were a lot of questions in the Artist of the Week about what happened to Built by Snow and what's next and where are those guys. So I was like, oh, we're right here. You can shoot us a message anytime. So yeah, I just found it and decided to comment and hopefully answer some of those questions or just talk.
Is that where, I mean, now you guys started Oh Look Out, and that's just from Built by Snow, it's you and Matt, right?
Right, that's right.
And by the way, let me give that a plug, ohlookout.com. And so, by the way, thank you for letting us play some of your music, which, by the way, if you go to ohlookout.com, you can download the entire album for free. So that's amazing. Have you been receiving a lot of downloads?
Yeah, we have got a lot of positive feedback so far. It seems like people really like the songs, and I think, just like I guess any artist would say, they'll just get better from here, so pretty exciting right now, yeah.
Definitely. Now, here's the thing, guys, and I'm very curious about this. When I listened to, because you could stream it all on your website, and so I listened to your album, and what I still noticed is it still had that same appeal that, you know, you had with Built by Snow, with that kind of like, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, NES kind of, you know, game kind of music. Was that the original intent when starting Oh Look Out?
Not necessarily, but it kind of, I mean, I think for me and Matt both, that's just kind of ingrained in us.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of naturally what happens whenever you put it in front of a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. It just starts to turn into bleepy Nintendo-ish.
We have been messing around with more piano sounds and stuff like that, too, but, you know, I just love a good synthesizer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we've got some cool synths, and we started messing with a lot of like Casio little keyboards and did a little bit of circuit bending and stuff, and the sound started getting even closer to the old Nintendo sounds from that. So it wasn't necessarily intentional, but at this point it's just so ingrained, I guess. I think it's just always going to be there. I don't know if you can knock it out of us, because we just love that sound. There will probably be other songs that sound different in the future, but I don't think we'll ever just completely abandon the Nintendo feel occasionally, because it's fun.
So, as gamers of the earlier times, what were some of your favorite NES games? Like, what did you guys grow up on? What were the big hits?
Let's see. Well, the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, obviously. Contra's huge.
Yes. Mega Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mega Man.
Gotta have Ninja Gaiden. That's good. Oh, what was that? Oh, all the space games. The Galaga.
Oh, yeah. Gradius.
Gradius. Space Invaders. The more Atari. Those still fun Asteroids and stuff. There's a couple of the Nintendo ones that I'm forgetting there. What was the songs we used to play? Bubble.
Oh, yeah. Bubble Bobble. Oh, yeah, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, yeah, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That was always fun.
Ridiculous.
No Duck Hunt? I love Duck Hunt. No Duck Hunt?
Yeah, totally Duck Hunt. You know, a lot of these, too, when we're playing with Built by Snow live for a little while there, we had preloaded a bunch of Nintendo songs in our sampler, and in between songs that we'd play, we'd just trigger an old Nintendo song, tell the audience to
name that tune,
and they'd get a free CD. First person who could name the tune. It always seemed to be Bubble Bobble Puncher, though.
Yeah, those two popped up a lot.
Yeah, they did. That's good.
Yeah, you guys describe Oh Lookout as trying to imagine all life as you know, stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light. That's a very vivid kind of description.
I needed to write something there, and I was thinking of Ghostbusters.
Well, yeah, you just yanked that.
I just went straight to it. It was when they said, what would happen if you crossed the streams in Ghostbusters, and that's exactly what Egon tells Venkman in Ghostbusters. Yeah, that's all that is. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something silly to say there. Because any description, any time when bands try to describe their sound, sometimes it's just impossible without listening, you know. So you just want to say something fun, something neat.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go into something fun and something neat. We're going to listen to another song. We're going to listen to Let It Out. And we're going to have more with JP and Matt. All that coming up next right here on The Playlist.
Out. Wanted to let you know you can download or stream our entire album on olookout.com for free. So go check it out. It's pretty dope.
1985. Our Walkmans have all come to life. Had a long and trying. We try to make it. Moving fast to
And we are back on the playlist, and you just heard Analogatron, and of course I'm here with JP and Matt. And real quick, JP, we were trying to figure out what JP stands for. Does that mean Jurassic Park, or what?
I want to think of something cool to say now. It's nothing good. That's why I say JP. It's Jonathan Patrick.
Okay. Okay.
I know it's kind of lame.
You're totally lame.
When I was in middle school, my friends would say it was gigantic penis. that's a G.
Yeah, exactly.
should have gone with Justice Powers.
Yeah, it's not that cool, Jonathan Patrick.
Yeah, or was it Justice Powers?
Justice Powers.
That's a good one too.
It is good.
Matt, you weren't thinking like, hey, maybe I should shorten my name or anything like that?
Well,
to M or something, like OMT or
just go by the letter M. not quite that artsy, no thanks. Good. Just go by Matt.
Matt.
So real quick, I don't know if this was, you know, you guys were trying to flatter, you know, Enter the Shell, or this was just kind of a funny, you know, thing, but you said that, you know, because of Artist of the Week, you guys did a reunion show. Is that true?
Oh, well, actually, we did one right before that. It wasn't necessarily because of that, but I was more getting at that we still are going to play some shows, and we thought, like, after we hear people talking about Built by Snow, I know, I guess, at least for me, and I'm sure for Matt, too, it makes you want to just play, and we had just played one a few months ago when our bassist was in town. We played a little reunion show, and then I'm sure we'll play another one the next time our bass player is in town. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep playing. Like we said, right now our bass player moved to Georgia, so we're really kind of only playing whenever he's back in Austin. So we'll keep playing. There will still be more shows, and, you know, future's still wide open.
What about recording, or is it just going to be just kind of a live element type deal?
You know, I think we all still hope at some point there can be still more recordings. I don't think anything has to be, like, closed. No reason to close the book. We all had a lot of fun, and we all got along great. It just, it started when I just needed to take a break because I have a son who's now 2 years old, and I just realized I didn't have the time. This is that first year. He's just such a handful. And then because of that, our bass player figured, well, then all right, I'm going to go ahead and follow my girlfriend out to Georgia. So we were all like, that's great. We all started doing other things, and I started getting the itch again, and I know Matt's been playing with some other bands, and he's got the itch, so we figured we'd start doing O Lookout, kind of just as a separate thing. It's not necessarily on the side, it's just sort of another thing, I guess, or I guess, say, it's not just a side project, because it's not just something that we'll do once and stop. I feel like we can keep going forward with that, and keep going forward with Built by Snow, and
kind of a Siamese twin.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's half of Built by Snow, me and Matt doing stuff, and then yeah, maybe we'll get some recordings with Built by Snow again at some point, but we'll definitely play shows in the meantime.
I know that some of the songs that you've done for O Lookout were at least written for Built by Snow. Do you think that when you guys play shows together, you'll be interchanging the songs and, you know, using some O Lookout songs for a Built by Snow concert or vice versa?
Me and Matt were talking about that recently. We're not positive what to do. We just started working with a drummer named Kevin with O Lookout, and
who is amazing.
Who is awesome. Yeah, he's played with some bands, The Boxing Lesson and Say Hello to the Angels, and he's kind of been all around. He's a super cool guy and a fantastic drummer and just musician all around. And we started talking about whether we should play some Built by Snow songs occasionally live, and it would have to be different because we're doing a three-piece and Built by Snow is a four-piece. But I'm not positive. I think we might play a song occasionally if somebody asks for it, maybe, but I don't know because we haven't really got there yet. Kind of hard to tell. I guess I don't want to have to close anything off and say definitely no. So we'll just see. Maybe, but I bet we'll definitely play a show with Built by Snow and O Lookout at some point, which would be pretty rad.
You're like, we just happen to have two bands a year.
Yeah, me and Matt will get super gross and sweaty and then play another show right after that.
Nice, nice. Make sure you go check O Lookout out at olookout.com. And is the reason why is it's O Lookout, is it because it's like, oh, look out, like, I haven't seen this band before, or what's kind of the reasoning behind that?
That works, too, yeah. More, I was thinking, I started hearing it in a bunch of old songs that I always liked, like in, at the end of the Beatles' Abbey Road medley, when they go into, she came into the bathroom window, you hear John say in the background, oh, look out, here she comes, and then you hear David Bowie say it on Changes, oh, look out, you rock and rollers, and you hear it. I swear the Rolling Stones said it. The Beatles also said it in Helter Skelter, I think. So it's just one of those sayings that I always thought was really neat. And just tried to gank it, I guess.
Don't worry, nobody knows unless they're listening right now. That's cool. It sounds like you guys are having a lot more fun in Oh Lookout. Is that a proper assessment, or...?
We had a blast.
Yeah.
We always have a blast playing music. So it's, you know, I miss playing with Built by Snow a lot. We're having a blast with the Lookout.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, it's just as fun. I mean, just playing live music with friends. So either way, it's super fun. Like I said, we're still, like, all of us in Built by Snow are still friends. We kind of grew up together playing music, it feels like now. So, yeah, it was a blast, and it still will be. But Oh Lookout's awesome so far.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved it when I got onto your website and I streamed everything. But real quick, I know you guys are on the computer. So since you're already there, you might as well log on to entertheshell.com, read some more of our blogs, and check out our podcasts. And if you want to be featured, just like we got JP and Matt, you know, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. Guys, before I let you go, we're going to play one Built by Snow song. So, you know, I know a lot of your fans are listening right now. Do you have any special... I don't know, sayings that you would like to say to them? Is there a special saying? Is there a special handshake or anything like that?
What's the special handshake? What is it?
I don't know. I want to make something up. But I know, like, I'm
you guys should be like, this is it. And then just, there, you did you see that?
About cheeseburgers.
I was thinking, like, asteroids, you know, like, I make a fist and you shoot it with lasers. Pew, pew, like that.
Pew. Yeah, there's people say the cheeseburgers thing from that video.
Oh, that's true.
What is it?
For underneath.
Now look at cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Your princess, all your princess all belong to us. that'd be something saying, I'm sure, something about cheeseburgers. We love cheeseburgers and Built by Snow, so.
We always used to have Burger Friday where the four of us would go to a different restaurant every Friday and try to find the most awesome cheeseburger in Austin.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good cheeseburgers in Austin. So, yeah, we went to a lot of restaurants. I miss Burger Friday, Matt.
We need to start doing that more.
Maybe we'll inspire a Burger Friday reunion. We'll see.
Built by Snow would gladly play a free show for cheeseburgers.
Deal. I might have to take you up on that. My guests have been Matt and JP from Oh Lookout. You can find them olookout.com. And, you know, you might as well check out builtbysnow.com and go check out what they're doing. Do you guys just post from one website to the other, the same information, just to keep everybody updated?
A little bit. I mean, I know I've put the link on the about the Oh Lookout album on the Built by Snow page, but there isn't a lot to say on the Built by Snow one lately because we haven't had a show. But if you keep checking it, eventually there will be an update about a show or something. But yeah, I'll probably put Built by Snow news on Oh Lookout's website also. So yeah, you can get information on either one. Just keep up. You'll find some shows and stuff for sure.
Cool. Thank, Thanks, guys. We are going to leave you now with Implode All Right.
Start to blur. We implode.